once again take you back to the CSUN 2006 Technology Conference, where Marlena Lieberg had an opportunity to sit down and talk with Mike Calvo from the Ceratec Corporation. Mike was demonstrating System Access version 2.0 as well as the Key to Freedom, all part of Freedom Box. And we join the presentation now as Mike Calvo is demonstrating the Microsoft Word spell checker with System Access version 2.0.
Right there, right there. Edit tab.
There you go.
High spelling errors in this type are with suggest corrections. Checkbox.
You went
checked. High spelling errors in this type. Checkbox. Not checked.
One more up.
Check spelling as you type.
Yeah.
Checkbox. Check.
Uncheck that.
Spelling pencil book.
I know. You should be able to make all the mistakes you want.
This is a test. E. L. Roll Arial 16.
Okay. So now.
This is a test. Spelling and grammar. English U.S. Not in dictionary. Hello. H. E. L. 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 O. First suggestion. Hello. H. A. L.
That's funny.
O.
That's cute.
1 of 7.
Okay, so
suggestions. Listen. Hello. Hello. A.
Hell box.
Hello. A. Hill. H. Hell. H.
Oh, look, it didn't even put hello in here.
Hill.
Does it spell your suggestions?
Helios. H-E-L-L-I-O-N-S.
And I don't do anything. I just arrow down to it.
No, that's good.
So,
check grammar. Ignore what's what. Ignore a man to attention. Change what. Change your what. Auto-correct what. Options. Cancel what.
Back to what.
L-O-S-E-L-L.
Try it again.
Spelling and grammar. English U.S. Not in dictionary. Hello. H. E. L. 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 O. First suggestion. Hello. H. E. L. L. O.
I know I've done badly when Word can't even come up with the right word.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do an Alt C to change that.
Microsoft Office Word. The spelling and grammar check is complete. Okay, but document one Microsoft Word.
So as you and all the dialogues talk nicely. You know, and all that stuff. I try and close the document.
Microsoft Office Word. Do you want to save the changes to document one? Yes, but no, but Microsoft Word.
Tell you no.
Is there table support?
Yes, there is table support, and we also support creation and reading of forms in Word as well.
How does one navigate through cells and rows on the table with which keystrokes?
You would ask me that, wouldn't
you?
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I know that they're there. Again, this is one of those things that is in our tutorial.
Okay.
And it is there.
And the tutorial's online?
Yes.
Okay.
They're online, and I can actually get at them.
System XP at Word and Tech 1 speaking grade. Average punctuation, link alert, optional message, remote control, audio tutorials. Menu closed. Freedom Box System Access Audio Tutorials. 01 System Access Menu. 00004 Outlook Express. 05 Speed to the World for Free with Skype. And 06 Creating Letters and Forms in MS Word. 07 Creating a Research Paper in MS Word. Link. 08 PowerPoint and Excel. Link.
Oh, I can see that.
The PowerPoint and Excel?
Yeah.
It does read only.
Yeah.
We don't do creation yet.
07 Creating a Research Paper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that in the pipeline?
It is. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the pipeline, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, you know, we could have sat here and developed until next year.
Yeah. You got to release something sometime.
Yeah.
Sort of the seesaw thing, the demonstration of how to do that. I'd like to see that.
Okay.
Desktop. List. Microsoft Office Word 2. System Access Menu. Start to Microsoft Desktop. List.
I'm going to bring up
Microsoft
our,
Office.
I'm going to go ahead and bring up our browser.
System Access Menu. Start free.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring up, because the USB port on this machine is giving me some trouble. So now I'm going to go in, and you want me to go to... Let's see if it'll behave.
I know. I think that's so funny. You can always tell, though, if somebody does that in a meeting, because they'll go jump.
Okay, did you say Safeway?
Yeah.
Please stand with the adjustment.
Are you getting enough volume from me over there?
Uh-huh.
You turn up a little bit back here.
Okay.
sorry for the people in front.
Enter your zip code and click submit.
Okay. Give me a second. Let me bring up. Let me get some volume.
Sub, entertainment sub menu. Volume. Menu clip volume. Volume control volume. Select 40. Vietnam. Check box. Not checked.
Okay. Okay.
Run Freedom Box 2.2. And click submit. Edit. Drop down list. Start up. Click here. Link. To shop for groceries online. Link.
Ooh.
Go. Edit.
Okay. Now let's do. The first thing I like to do when I get to these pages is I'll try our auto labeling.
This command will attempt to label links that aren't labeled already.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You doubting Thomas, you.
Well, there's not much place to work with.
Shop by aisle, link. Drop down list. Shop express list, link. Shopping history, link. Online savings, link. Gifts and flowers, link.
All right.
Wow. Did it do that itself?
Yeah.
Enter, link. Promotions, link. Bread coupons, link. Family health, link.
Wow.
Link. AZ Wellness Encyclopedia, link.
Is that, so you didn't think it was going to do it, did
no,
you?
No, actually I didn't, because there's not much under there in the name. I mean, I've been to the source
link,
code of
top
this.
Navigation, link, top navigation, top navigation.
Okay,
link.
These are the ones that are don't.
Top navigation, top navigation.
Okay, you see those, how they're labeled top navigation?
Click here,
right.
Okay.
Top navigation.
I'm going to go in and I'm going to do an Alt-L.
Label image, label edit, top navigation.
And I'm going to look around the screen. Now, a sighted person, you can look up there and the graphic is up
sure.
there. Mm-hmm. Can you see it, Adam?
The graphic?
Yep.
It's actually being blocked right now by the
link
popped up.
HTTP, shopsafeway.com, superstore, topower2opower.s. Link URL, HTTP, shopsafeway.com, see top of shop of GIF. Image URL, table start label image. Start up page, table image URL. HTTP, end of FIG dot FFO underscore POHS slash.
Okay, so this is shop.
Label, edit, top, navigate, start, top, navigation.
So we'll call this shop.
Oops. ROAS.
That's how you spell shop.
Shop, link. Top navigation, link, shop, link.
That one's shop.
Top navigation, link.
Now, the way I figured that out is by looking at the clues that are
in
there.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Label, edit label, HTTP, shopsafeway.com, superstore, topower2opower.s. Link URL, HTTP, shopsafeway.com, see top of shop stores off GIF, end of line, FIG dot FFO underscore SEROTSPOHS slash SHOPSTO.
Now, shop stores, I don't know what that is. So I'm going to.
Edit navigation. Okay, but open link, new window. Top navigation, link. Shop, link. Top navigation, link. No more non link text. No more headings. Link, table, edit. Drop down table, link.
Let me see.
Link. Search by ingredients. Link. Recipe ideas. Link. Shopping list. End of page. Link. Shopping
list. Now, one thing that while Cal is doing that is.
Label
is if someone else goes and is certified to do this, what he's doing, they can, if they see that, you know, the one put shop, and what is supposed to be shop online, and then what's supposed to be shop stores.
Right.
Well, okay.
Label
this image graphic.
You can go and adjust it, and so everybody in the community can benefit from that and copy
okay,
it
out. Okay, but okay, label this image by link URL instead of image URL advanced checkbox label edit top navigation.
Okay,
start,
so
top,
here, shop.
Shop.
Shop. What is this by store?
By.
For shop stores.
S Y B P O. Shop stores.
Oh, yeah, but in this case in particular, Adam, for example, I'm no better than anybody else because I can't see. See, as a sighted person, you can come in
and
do these.
Shop, link.
So, for example,
link,
I'll come in here.
End of line, shop.
Online.
Shop.
Might as well finish this up for her, right?
Shop online. Link.
Okay,
shop
what?
Stores. Link. Top navigation.
What's
link.
This one, Adam?
Link image.
Center.
Start.
What is it?
Wellness center.
Navigation, label list, label, edit, top.
There was a
start,
teacher
top,
we
top,
spoke to in Minnesota, and what she did was,
weapons.
Whenever she would want her students
and
to go to a
C.
certain website or websites to do research,
center, top, navigation,
she would go out there and set it up for them beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, she'd go in, some of the websites were already done by other people,
mm-hmm.
but if she wanted a very specific site that she wanted them to do research on, she would say, these are websites, go to them, and then she'd go and set them up beforehand.
What's this one?
Label image.
I don't know. Can you close the window again?
Oh,
navigation center, right there. Oh, I didn't see that.
Okay, I'm having a disconnect. A major disconnect.
Okay, open link and do with this.
Okay.
How does what you're doing now make it better for Debbie?
Well, now, for example, now watch. Remember where it said...
Go, link, top, navigation, link.
Remember where it said that before?
Right.
Now when I tab...
No, I understand that.
These are stored.
These are stored.
Where?
They're sent. What I do is, let me get this last one and I'll show you.
Wellness and top navigation.
What's this last one? After wellness and?
Yeah. These are available through the Freedom.
What is it?
Label image.
Spell that for me. REC.
IPE. Navigation recipe.
You need to
start
by
OPSANAVIGATIONR. top navigation start E R end of line. Center go link recipe center link go link edit drop down list selected products.
Okay, now this is a search, right?
Edit.
Yeah.
So we're going to type in on this label, we're going to label this box.
Label field, link.
Enter.
Search. Enter search. Drop down list. Selected products. Label
and then
field,
we're going to call this category.
Category. Shop by aisle. Link. Express. Shop.
Okay.
Enter search. And go. Link.
So you see how it's all.
Enter search. Edit.
Yeah.
Category. Drop down list.
Now, this is the beauty of it. Now I'm going to do an Alt S.
You're about to submit the labels you've added to the site for use by the public. Please make sure that your labels are as accurate as possible before you submit them. Do you want to continue? Yes, but submitting. Edit.
Done.
Thank you for making this site accessible. Please press Alt F4 to close this window and continue browsing. Category.
So that's it. Now anybody who goes to the Safeway site just benefited from my, 10 minutes of work?
But how did they get that?
They just downloads automatically. If I go to CNN, if I go to Amazon, right? Amazon, listen to the noise.
Amazon.com, category, drop-down lists. Amazon.com, online shopping for electronics, apparel, computers, books, DVDs, and more.
And it's going to go, and it's going to play the little seesaw sound in a second. Of course, our internet connection here is slow.
Freedom Box desktop.
The internet connection is bad.
Amazon.com. Online shopping for electronics, apparel, computers, books, DVDs, and more. Search. Edit.
Okay.
So is this a database that didn't...
And of course, this time it didn't play it, but still, even in Amazon, you could still tell because...
Your account, link card, link wish list,
sellers,
today's deal, sell your stuff, search, trust search, echo, webbing,
all of that gets... stored in like a database at Freedom Box.
In a central repository, yes.
Wow.
But you know what's cool about that? Is we've taken that step further where now you can label graphics in programs and you can submit them as a program pack. And whenever you run a certain piece of software, for example, Skype, we labeled all the graphics in there.
Wow.
And if they update their program and they change things, somebody on the community or one of us can just go ahead and relabel the graphics, and when Marlena comes on to make her next Skype phone call, it'll just download the newest program pack, and her graphics will be updated.
Mike, have you had any ability at all to negotiate with product developers? Like, just talking about the Safeway site, I've had a load of interaction with them about the inaccessibility of their main site. And they actually understand their problem. I mean, we're basically...
Sure, but they don't do anything about it.
Well, it's actually relatively challenging for them, too, because of the way this got designed. And so what they've done is they've left their original site, which was much more accessible, but much more limited in functionality, up. And that's how they got to accessibility. They actually understand their issue. And I wonder if you've been able to approach or tap into organizations like this to say, well, and I'm not at all advocating for them to not make their sites accessible, but in some cases where it's actually going to be a major retrofit for them and fairly daunting. I mean, it's not a simple thing for them of just putting in a few alt tags. They've got a lot of JavaScript under there that's going on, and got a lot of stuff going on. But you might be able to get some resource or cooperation from some of those organizations in terms of feeding the data,
Yeah, but the problem that I found with that, there's two things. There's two answers to that. The first one is, originally when we first did Seesaw, which stands for Community Supported Accessible Web, okay, we originally, every time, like Safeway, in the way that Seesaw was originally done, we would have now, after I submitted this site for the first time, it would have sent a letter to the web, to one of the web authorities on accessibility, and Safeway would get a phone call from them in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it would get a letter from us to their webmaster saying, listen, we're who we are, and we're a community of blind people, and this is what we had to do to your site to make it accessible. Here's a copy of some of the HTML code that we modified on your site and teach them how to do it. Our legal decided that wasn't a good thing for us to do because you're basically playing advocacy, and that's not what we're trying to do. We advocate it, but we're not trying to be enforcers.
I think, though, that you might be able to get cooperation from them, for example, like lists of the names of the links so you could get them correctly.
The problem then becomes if we do something about it, then they've got, and we've played with that idea, but then we get the rest of the community saying, yeah, but then they're going to just, say that, we did our part. We talked to Freedom Box about accessibility, so if you want accessibility, go to Freedom Box.
And then they will tell them to provide it as something they can get in their grocery store.
Right. So it's not something that...
No, I understand theoretically. I'm just thinking about just ways to get this to be a little bit more efficient because...
This is definitely a reactive solution. It's mm-hmm. not an end-all. It's a bridge. Right. It's a way of us being able to use a website. I'd rather that the sites didn't necessarily know that we were doing it because right now it's just kind of... that. Because then they're well, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. You know, if the blind people can use it some way, then why bother? You know, so we really haven't focused on going to corporates and saying, hey, this is what we're doing, but we have labeled over 2,000 sites right now, and they've been done, and the interesting thing is they haven't cost this company one red cent. We have a very active community of supporters, and if they can't, if for example you're on the Freedom Box Network and you don't know how to label a website, we provide a forum where you can go up there and you can say, I want to have this. For example, you would have gone to the, if you were a member of the Freedom Box community, you'd go, well, I don't do CSOC, I don't know how to do it, but I want it. And you'd go put it in the forum, and one of us, either myself or one of the people that volunteer for the forum, that listen to the forum, they would go do it, and then they'd post an answer back saying, hey, it's already done, go get it, you know, go play with it, go use it. We've done several different websites like that. Mm-hmm. Insurance companies, some of the most off the wall, little middle of the road, hole in the wall websites that you've never seen before.
Has anybody ever tried to take on the Rhapsody music player?
Oh, yes. Oh, it's awful. It is the most, it's no MSAA. None.
Well, the Yahoo music player isn't much better. They're both.
The Rhapsody. If you could do the Rhapsody music player, I would be.
But we're actually looking at iTunes.
Rhapsody is probably the most graphic intensive, unlabeled thing I've ever seen in my life, and it's got to be pure Java. It's got to be just.
It's awful. I can manage it a little bit with Window Eyes.
It's clunky,
but sometimes I buy the wrong things.
Well, we do Winamp, Windows Media, Real Audio, and we do the entire operating system. If I had it here,
Gary
I'd try it.
Gary can work on labeling it.
I have it on my computer.
Well, if Gary would go in and label it with the graphics, I mean that would immediately make it work.
Change when the mouse hovers over them.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do both. It's really just a matter of providing the tools. System access is very configurable as well. I mean, the beauty of it is portability, and it's just that it works. It could be as easy as you want it to be, or there's some pretty geeky little tidbits that we tapped into today.
Are you set up to demonstrate the remote desktop?
Absolutely.
Could you do that?
Absolutely. I will go ahead and
start and then close FreedomBox desktop.
Close this window here.
Are you sure you want to exit FreedomBox desktop?
Now, our browser is what I was using. I was using our browser based on Firefox. However, Seesaw is available through Internet Explorer. So it does work in IE. The cool thing about system access is, unlike other screen readers where you have a bunch of hotkeys, we have modifier keys. Our modifier is the caps lock, the insert, and the numpad 0, and the scroll lock. But you don't have to activate any of them. They're always active. Mm-hmm. Yet the keys...
Caps lock is now on.
...still do what they need to do. So I'm going to go ahead and do a modifier F to get to the Freedom Box menu.
System access menu. Start Freedom Box browser. F. Key echo. K. Word echo. Checked. Text to speech engine submenu. E. Voice submenu. V. Speaking rate. R. Average pitch. P. Punctuation submenu. U. Link alert type submenu. L. Optional messages submenu. O. Remote control my home computer. H.
That's the one you wanted. So I'm going to go into remote control my home computer.
Menu club remote control my home computer. Look at account number. Editable text. Blank. No lock is now off.
Oops.
No lock is now on. 305. Look at button.
Okay, and I'm going to log in.
Remote control my home computer. Audio quality drop down list.
Okay, here we set the audio quality, so I can choose.
Medium dial up. High broadband. Medium dial up. Low limited bandwidth wireless.
So I could even do it over a wireless connection. So I'm going to go up to
high broadband. Disable visual output for this session. Check box.
I can have visual output or not. For both privacy and to conserve bandwidth, I'm going to leave it on so Gary can see what we're doing.
Start session. Mm-hmm. But desktop list. Microsoft Office Word 2003. Nine of 10. System access didn't detect a screen reader running on the remote machine. Remote session.
Okay, so there's no screen reader running on my home machine just yet. So why not, for laughs and giggles, why don't we bring up...
Let's see what you've been reading.
How's the Windows ready?
Oh, my gosh.
And now we're sitting with JAWS on my home computer.
That's
cool. Oh, my gosh.
Are you using something like NetMeeting on your home computer?
7.5.
Excuse me?
Are you using something like NetMeeting at home to access your computer?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's using the Freedom Box.
This is Freedom Box.
It's totally Freedom Box.
So
yep.
Freedom Box installed in both locations, right?
Right. But I'm still using my... Oops, I got my...
Kel, can you access your home computer from, let's say, a cafe?
Sure.
With your key to Freedom or passkey?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and shut down JAWS.
I'm playing ping pong, though.
Yeah, let me see if JAWS will do me the favor of shutting down here.
Running applications taskbar.
And of course, for me, since we're doing a demo right now,
it's
not going to shut down.
Okay, but let me just ask a different question then. How do you? So you've gone into the remote access.
Applications page.
Hold on, I'm going to just shut it down. The little
applications tab.
There we go. Okay. So, but as you see, JAWS was kind of working.
System access 2.0 is now active.
But you could have just, if you didn't need to run JAWS,
no,
you were comfortable with running
I've got system access,
you could have just run the PC.
Right. Well, I've got system access on now.
MSN Messenger 7.5.
Yeah.
And let me go ahead and shut down MSN because it's going to keep talking.
Notification. MSN Messenger signed in button.
He's afraid he'll get a message he doesn't want.
Yeah. We're really interested in that part.
Okay. So now, as you see, though, this is my actual... Debbie, are you sighted or no?
No, I'm blind.
Okay.
Application.
The sighted people can see this is my home computer. You're looking at my desktop.
Palm trees waving in the breeze on the little sandy island in the sea.
I mean, this is... And so if I need to do anything on my machine, and it's pretty darn responsive, I can bring up the start menu.
Start menu.
Yeah.
Set program name. Windows catalog. Windows update. Microsoft update. Menu close. Start button. Start button.
That's
desktop
cool.
List. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind
of put it in a nutshell. Basically, if you wanted to, Mike could go to his personal files, open up a file, edit it, save it, then attach it to a third-party email. And I'll send it from his home computer.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If I wanted to here, for example, I can just
Microsoft
go
Microsoft Office Outlook 2003.
I can just bring up Outlook, right from here.
And this is the outlook on your home?
On my home machine.
Right. So if we were all at your house, we would see Outlook.
Yep. Microsoft Outlook. Important time. Enter status unknown. Attachment. Matt Gamble. Subject Freedom Box 2.2. Press release. Received 27/2006. Size 41 kilobytes. Flag state. Important time.
So here we're sitting on my home machine. That's Outlook you got right there, and there's a message right there from Matt sitting on my machine. Pretty cool, huh?
Microsoft.
And when I want to leave, I just do shift.
Like system that. Access menu. Caps lock is now on. Disable visual output. V. Minimize session. M.
Okay, I can minimize this session and actually go back to this computer here.
Right.
So let's say I want to copy, I want to cut and paste something from home.
Yeah.
I can't copy a file, so I can't click on a music file and then do a copy and then paste it over here.
Right.
But I can take text from home and copy it to the clipboard here and move it into this computer onto a local application here.
Close session. C.
Okay, so I'm going to close the session
desktop
here.
Desktop list. Microsoft Office Word 2003.
And I'm back.
9 of 10.
And I'm back on our...
Caps lock is now off.
Back
can
on our
you,
machine here.
Can you set it up so that you have a different voice for your home PC?
No.
So that you don't ever get confused?
Yeah, because I think that's a good question.
Well, I mean, I could use a... that's an interesting... But the thing is that, really, you wouldn't get confused because when you're in your home PC, you're locked there. You can't alt-tab. You can't alt tab to your local computer. You're full. What you got to do is shift modifier escape to get that Freedom Box menu first. If not, it's going to assume that every keystroke you hit, you want to go to your home computer.
So you can't be
affecting this computer here.
Gotcha.
And the cool thing is, look at all the stuff I'm doing here on a key. On somebody else's computer that's never seen speech before. And when I pull out, I'm gone. There's no residue on this computer whatsoever. There's no nothing.
Is there any issue in terms of installation with administrative privileges?
I'm glad you asked. Actually, we all know the nightmares of video chaining.
Yes.
And I am happy to say that we don't use the video chain at all. You can install FreedomBox you can install the software on any type of account that will allow installation. Okay, it doesn't need to be an administrator account. Because you don't have to get that deep into the operating system. But our key will run on any type of account, including guest accounts, and it will do just fine. It will do a full screen reader with a screen reader type of thing. And it's, you know, this is the thing, Marlena, that's really important, because a lot of people say, well, why don't you call it a screen reader? It walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, so it's a duck. No, because a screen reader, first of all, screen readers read the screen. We don't read the screen. We have nothing to do with the screen. We don't care about the video card. Heck, we don't care if you got a video card installed. Okay, if Windows would run without a video card, we'd be just fine. Okay, so we don't care. And that's one of the things that reps continuously tell us out in the field is, you can't imagine what I did with FreedomBox the other day, that I went into an installation where the video was totally hosed. I just ran system access and it worked like a champ, when JAWS or Window Eyes wouldn't come up at all because they kept getting the video intercept problems. The other thing is that it's a security risk always letting somebody into as an administrator. You know, with our product, you don't need to do that. You can go in somewhere, you can go into a library, you can go into a coffee shop, you can go into a university, whatever, just plug in and immediately have access. And not only are you not leaving any of your information there, but you're not touching any of their vital system setup. So, you know, when you install JAWS or Window Eyes on a system, it leaves residue. It doesn't matter if you uninstall. It always does something.
So when you use the keys and you're not actually installing anything?
Not at all. You're running. All you're doing is using that machine as a host. You're running everything off the key or the pass key. And the pass key is a little square CD, which I'll be happy to show you, that works on Millennium and 98 and 2000, because they don't have as advanced USB configurations as XP does.
And the key is a USB.
Yes, USB 2.0. It's 512 megs of storage. And you've got, on my key right now, I've got Freedom Scan, which is our scanning package, which allows you to scan. If there's a document scanner connected to this, if there's a document scanner connected to this computer, I could scan documents and send them to my house or store them on the key or whatever. It's also got NeoSpeech, which you hear, and it's got the System Access Software 2.0, which works pretty darn well. By the way, the price on the key is $599. We are having a March Madness sale, which is until the end of March, where it's $400. So, which is a pretty compelling price. I mean, you know, and I don't see where, you know, for years we've been a kind of a niche product where people say, well, you know, we're going to try everything else, and if everything else fails, we'll try Freedom Box. I really think that people need to look at this as a product that will benefit everybody. It can benefit if you're a dedicated, diehard JAWS for Windows or WindowEyes user. We're not trying to convert you. We're not interested in converting you. We're interested in giving you accessibility anywhere.
Mike, you may have answered this question before we came in, but is there any Braille support?
There is not Braille support at this time. We do anticipate having Braille support, at least some form of a speech box type Braille support by the end of the year. I'm not gonna go out on a limb and promise full structured Braille support and things like that, like you're getting with JAWS or WindowEyes. I think those companies have been doing it for years. Sorry, that's my Vishla making his comments.
He said, "Don't talk about Braille."
Don't talk about Braille support.
Well, you know, Braille support is a very complicated thing, and it's really, really dependent on the user's preference. And we just don't see our market there. I mean, everybody's got to pick the markets they go after. And again, I'm not trying to take market share from JAWS or WindowEyes. I think that they're great products. I used to be a very happy JAWS user before I started using System Access and found that System Access does what I need it to do for my job. Not everybody in the world's going to drive a Lexus. That doesn't mean that, you know, that Hyundai's not a great car, or that Lexus is a bad car. It's just what works for you.
Mike, talk about the Freedom Box Network and the subscription and what you get.
Freedom Box Network is kind of like an AOL for the blind. It provides access to thousands of radio stations, hundreds of described videos that you can listen to. You can stream them. You can't download them. And so if you really want to keep them, you can go out and buy them. And we encourage you to do that. You can check email both through your Freedom Box account, through third-party email. We provide thousands of news sources. We provide you a way of making your own web page by filling out a simple form, doing your own blog, doing your own podcast. We have forums up there that you can do. And those podcasts and blogs and web pages are available, by the way, outside of the Freedom Box community. So your friends don't have to become members of the Freedom Box community to look at your stuff. You can even put up pictures and stuff, and the cool thing for blind folks is it'll crop the pictures. If you put up a photo album, it'll crop them and it'll put them up in order and everything, so people don't say your web page looks freaky.
Well, if you put them up upside down, will it turn around?
No,
will
sorry.
Will it be better than they were?
But it will clean them up a bit, you know, we provide, of course, forums, so people can do forums, chat. We have AOL and MSN instant messaging, and all this stuff is on your key, man. I mean, this is when I plug in my key anywhere I go, and I've not carried a laptop for 2 years already. I mean, whenever I plug in my key wherever I go, you know, I got accessibility. And then if I don't have accessibility that way, I'm standing up here, Marlena, and I'm picking up for your listeners. I'm picking up a cell phone, using Talks on my cell phone, on my Nokia 6600. I can access our network via the browser on the phone, and I can look at my email. I can browse my newspaper, which is a bunch of RSS stuff. I can do a whole bunch of different things on the newer Nokia phones. I can even stream audio through my cell phone through the Freedom Box network. If I don't have my cell phone available and I want to use Windows. I've got right here a Dell PDA and a Windows cell phone, smartphone running MobileSpeak Pocket, accessing our network as well. I've got right here, I've got a HandyTech Braille display, okay, which I can use with my with either one of the two devices, with my Nokia or with the PDA, okay, and I can have Braille support. So our network really does give you accessibility anywhere. And later on this year, we're going to actually give you the ability to upload and download things to your home server right through the web, as opposed to right now, you can only do it through our software. See, now it's my turn to get a phone call. And hold on a second. Adam, you want to take this? It's the office.
Okay.
But you know, so we really are providing blind people accessibility anywhere, and that's so important for us to be able to be able to compete in the marketplace. It frustrates me to no end for people to say Freedom Box isn't for people who work. That's not true. I work with Freedom Box each and every day of my life, and I run a company that's got employees in 5 different states and in 3 different countries.
What's so, the network access cost? That's a subscription.
It's $12.95 a month or $129 a year. And that includes your access. That includes updates for everything. And that includes also home access to your home computer and everything. I mean, this is powerful, man. You can go anywhere on the planet where there's an internet connection and immediately be connected.
When you purchase the key or whichever way you go,
right?
Do you get like your first month, or do you start immediately subscribing?
No, you start subscribing immediately. And also, you know, the thing is that the key, I've always looked at the key and the pass key and everything as an add-on. You don't need this stuff to benefit from Freedom Box. If you, for example, let's say you have a laptop that you carry around, okay, and you have a home computer, then you don't need a key. You know, you don't need to buy a key. All you got to do is register for our network. You can buy an additional machine license for your laptop for $25, one-time charge, and that's it. Whatever is available on your home machine is available on your laptop. And then whenever you get somewhere, you just plug in your laptop. And if you want to communicate back to your home machine, you can do that.
So, but how much is the Freedom Box itself?
The Freedom Box itself, off the key, you mean just for the computer?
Yeah.
No, it's free.
You buy the. Let me see if I have it right, because I've been confused about that.
Yeah,
so you buy the key.
Right.
That's the thing that's
$5.99.
But right now $400.
Right.
Okay, for the March Madness sale.
Right.
You buy the key. You get that. That's fully ready to go. Everything's on it that you need. If
right.
you want to install, this is the part where we're confused. If you want to install it on other, you don't need the key other places, but you need the software other places, like the home PC, so that you can do the remote desktoping. Do you buy the software?
No, it's already. You just download it from your key onto the
you
onto
download
the home
it from
computer.
Your, so then, what are you talking about the $25?
Well, because if you don't want a key, for example,
okay.
If you don't want a key, let's say your life consists of only two PCs, your desktop at home and your desktop at work.
Okay,
then you don't need to spend the $599.
Exactly. Okay, you just buy the
software. So I would get everything that's on the key then, just not
the key.
Not the key.
Right.
Okay.
For how much money?
For $12.95 a month.
Okay, for the $12.95. Oh,
right.
Okay. So the subscription.
Right.
Now, that doesn't give you, that gives you the network, but does that give you the
system access
system
as well?
System access
yes.
as well? Okay, so then let's see. Try this again. So you could either buy the key and have the key functionality and the portability of that, and you could pay $12.95 a month on top of that, and you would receive the subscription service.
Correct.
Or you could buy the subscription service
and no key,
and you would download pieces of software to put onto the number of machines you needed.
Correct.
The physical machine.
And
correct.
That's what would be $25
for the additional machine. Yes.
For the additional machine.
And it's a one-time charge, and we only allow 2 machines. We allow your main machine and 1 additional machine.
Okay.
Although after that we say get a key. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're, you know, we're not going to give you 15 machines, you know. It's,
no.
You know,
yeah.
But if you really for somebody who just has a home machine and a work machine and they don't ever go anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, cuz our business model is based on subscriptions. Our business model is not based on selling $599 keys. Granted, we want them. But, you know, and we're going to sell them every day you want to buy them. But our business is not surfboards, which is what I have here. Our business is not, our business is Freedom Box and the Freedom Box Network.
Yeah.
and being able to give our Freedom Box community members accessibility everywhere. And to that end, that's why we sell these different devices.
Roughly, how many subscribers do you currently have on
YouTube? Under 1 million and over 1,000.
Uh-huh. But it is over 1,000. There you go.
So
Do you have any corporate users? In other words, I retired from Poland, and there were so many times when I would be on my machine, and then I would have to go to some briefing room, some place, and do a PowerPoint presentation that I did on my machine at my desk, and then go someplace else and operate another machine. So the key would really be for a blind person an outstanding accessibility tool in that environment. I'm just wondering if you had any corporate users yet doing that sort of thing.
No, and there's a couple reasons. Really, remote control my home computer is about 3 months old. So we really haven't had a chance out there to go and kick the tires and really start putting, you know, right, you're going to see this year that Freedom Box is, you know, Serotech is really starting to drill down on vertical markets, and we're saying, okay, we want to put together a package, say, for this community or a package for that. Because right now, we're kind of, as my developer Matt loves to poke at me, we're an inch deep and a mile wide. I mean, there's just so much to what we provide, and it's confusing.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't have a clear segment. And that's our own fault, because we've been trying so much, we've been looking for that right combination to give people accessibility, give it to them at the right price, make sure that the content is good, that the technology is good, and of course, you know, just keeping the lights on for the last 4 years. And we're adding dealers and distributors every day. I mean, there's not a day that doesn't go by now that we're not getting a call from some dealer or another. We just signed on with the GSA. Our GSA dealer is here, as a matter of fact, at the conference now. And we've just been put on GSA schedule, and we've got several states governments that are buying our products now that have started buying in the last 6 to 8 months. So, you know, we're going there.
Yeah.
We're starting, and I agree with you. The key is very innovative. I mean, it's really a really cool device, and it just kind of takes the whole accessibility thing to a whole new level. Instead of making the place accessible, we're making the person accessible.
Would you describe to the ACB listeners what the key looks like?
Well, the key. It's I'm holding it in my hand here, trying to figure out. It's kind of like a banana shape.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And have you felt one before?
No.
Well,
here.
That's the thing that you described.
Oh.
Yeah. You do.
Oh. Okay.
It's
so
not banana shaped.
It looks like a Bluetooth radio, actually. Like, if anyone has seen the Belkin, it looks very much like the Belkin Bluetooth radio.
Uh-huh.
And it has a cap that you can pull off, and that exposes the USB port. And on the narrow end, there is a clip, like a pen would have, and at the very point of the narrow end, a key ring. How'd I do?
You did better than I did.
Do I get an A?
You get an A.
There you go.
And
can I ask you a question that Marty might want to record?
Yeah.
Are you recording now?
Yes.
I have a question you might want to record. It may be a good answer, it may not be. Does System Access work with Windows Media?
Sure.
It does.
Oh, with the Media Center?
Media Center, yeah.
Yeah, sure it does.
Because that's really important.
Yeah, well, Microsoft is definitely pushing more towards the Media Center PCs, and we have done some preliminary testing on the Media Center PCs, and it's worked fine. It's going to get better, you know, as we go.
Because that's just a cool entertainment system for people in their home.
It's a wonderful. I have it.
And if they have access to all their CDs, so they can choose the radio, television, mm-hmm. and just with System Access. Wow.
Oh, I found a beautiful. A beautiful little thing over here. A little.
It's recording you.
Is this the new one?
That's the PTR.
That's a nice one, man.
Yeah.
I used to have the other one.
Yeah.
The one with the.
The one that looked like a book.
Yes.
That's the PTR too, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's got these rubberized, like...
Don't push any.
No, I won't. I promise.
It's like the PTR.
Or you'll be owing me a key.
Well, yeah. It's so ruggedized.
Yes, it isn't quite as book feeling as the PTR one was.
Yeah.
No, it's like the PTN one.
Oh,
it's
never saw the N.
Which is a ruggedized player.
I never saw the N.
That's a ruggedized recorder.
Yeah. Any other questions, Bonnie?
No, I think... would you give your contact information for listeners
sure.
who may want to reach you?
Sure. People can visit us on the web at www.freedombox.info. You can give us a call toll-free in the U.S. or Canada, 866-202-0520. That number also can be reached internationally. We do have a U.K. phone number, and I'm sorry, I don't remember it, but it is on our website. And
okay.
And
Steve Nuts, is it?
And well, no. That Steve is. We actually have a distributor, Steve Nutt, out in the UK, and we have a dealer out there as well. And both Steve and Roger Wilson Hines, they do sell the product out in the UK.
Okay. And is there a demo that people can try?
Sure. They can download everything that we showed here for 30 days, free of charge. And if they like it, then they can subscribe. Even if you've had a trial before, we just reset with the release of version 2.0 of System Access. We just released everybody to give everybody a new trial. So even if you tried it a couple months back and you didn't find that it was what you wanted at that time, you're welcome to come back and try it again, and we'll see if we hook you this time.
Great. Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate
sure.
your allowing ACB Radio to cover this.
No, ACB's been great to us. We really appreciate their support.
Well, we appreciate that we're on your network, and we'll look forward to bigger and better things.
Okay. Well, thank you.
For ACB Radio, I'm Marlena.